Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified in this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. I vividly remember a moment when I was 5 years old. It was my first day of kindergarten. My mother had prepared me for the joy and the excitement I was about to experience. I so wanted to go to kindergarten. My sister Fran walked me to school. It was about a 10-mile walk. I checked on Google Maps last night. It's actually 6/10 of a mile. I remember walking with my sister up the hill to the schoolhouse. I remember her introducing me to the teacher, who was pleasant and kind. And she asked me where I wanted to sit. What an odd question, I thought. I gave her the obvious answer. I'll sit with Fran. And then I was given unexpected information. Fran would be going someplace else. For the first time in my life, I would be disconnected from my family. I wasn't ready for that trauma. I broke down in tears. I was being cast away from my family. To use the language from today's gospel story, I was being thrown into the fire and burned. It worked out. I'll let you think that I turned out okay after that first trauma in my life, the trauma of disconnection. A couple years ago, there was an event here at Faith which included what we often call Bible trivia questions. I did okay. Imagine we had such a time today with the question, how many basic I am statements are there in the Gospel of John? I would get this one right with the answer 7. John was a great storyteller. He weaved the I am statements of Jesus into his whole story to announce that Jesus is divine. For John, I am is the same as the name that God gave Moses at the burning bush. Yahweh. Most often translated, I am. I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. Another trivia question might be, what is the last I am statement of Jesus in John's gospel? Before writing this sermon, I would have gotten the wrong answer. I would have said, I am the resurrection, which Jesus said at the graveside of his friend Lazarus, not long before Jesus rode a donkey into Jerusalem to be crucified that week. But the last I am statement of Jesus is the one we hear today. I am the true vine. I am the vine. You are the branches. Jesus said that at the Last Supper, the evening before he was crucified. As Jesus approached his death, he basically told his disciples, my whole mission has been to connect you to God, to connect you to myself, and to connect you to one another. God's children must never be disconnected from God. God's children must never be disconnected from one another. I am the vine. You are the branches. That's a promise, and it's an invitation to be connected to Jesus and to the community of believers. As disciples, we continue this mission of Jesus. We continue the mission to connect people to God and to each other in holy love. Even Ethiopian eunuchs, as we heard in the reading earlier, according to the book of Deuteronomy, eunuchs weren't considered full human beings, and they weren't allowed to be part of the worship assembly. They were excluded. They were disconnected. That changes with Jesus. Jesus wants all people to be connected to him. I'm a fan of science fiction, and I'm watching a show now about an alien that comes to Earth. It's a fish out of water story. As the alien starts to learn about human beings, he says this, and I quote, I was taught that the biggest problem with the human race was their need for connection. We always saw this as weakness, but now I realize it may be their greatest strength. And this is what Jesus is inviting us to in him. And in order for us to do this really well, he provides us with what we need to be well connected. Jesus gives us nourishment, strength, healing, peace, joy, hope. Jesus gives us divine love. Now, I'm sure it's been said many times here that if we have food for an event, people will come. Has that been said here? Are you familiar with that? There's some truth in it. But to quote the alien again, I see now that it's not the food that brings humans together. It's each other. Joe and I recently joined in a meal here to celebrate Pastor Gene's 25th anniversary of ordination. We enjoyed the food, no question. But we didn't come here only for the food. We came here to be with this community of disciples. being with each other matters. Being connected to Christ and to one another is life-giving. Being connected to Christ and being connected to one another is what our souls need. A week ago, I went to a local theater to see a play that centered on Greek mythology. At one point, there was reference to the Greek god Tantalus. Tantalus was given an eternal punishment. He was put in a pool of water with a vine, a fruitful vine, above him. And whenever he would try, reach down to drink the water would recede. And whenever he tried to eat the fruit, it would pull away. He was unable to drink or eat. The Greek storyteller Aesop had a different take on the idea. In the fable called The Fox and the Grapes, the fox, like Tantalus, couldn't eat the grapes from the vine. They kept moving away. Exhausted and tired, the fox finally gave up, saying that, oh, those grapes are probably sour and not worth the time. And the fox went away, unsatisfied. Friends in Christ, we have a resurrection promise today that Jesus, the living water, the true vine, is always, always, always within reach. Jesus is always worth our time and energy. By his death and resurrection, Jesus promises to abide with us and in us. Jesus promises to give us life. He always provides us what we need. The blessings of Jesus satisfy. That's a resurrection promise. And to top it off, to receive the blessings of Christ, we don't have to work so hard like Tantalus or the fox. We don't have to suffer to receive the blessings of Christ. We don't have to be punished incessantly or eternally, because Jesus is always offering us forgiveness. Jesus offers us forgiveness for anything, for everything. And with all these blessings that we receive, we then, as disciples of Jesus, produce fruit. Fruit that is holy. As disciples, our actions, the way we live, channel God's love into the world. By the way we live, we nourish and strengthen others with the love that God has given us. We channel God's healing and peace to those who are disconnected. In a year when this community of faith is celebrating 75 years, we invite at least 75 people to connect with God and to connect with this community of faith in holy ways. By the way we live, we bring joy to others. We bring joy into the world. We bring hope. By the way we live, by the way we speak, by the way we interact with each other, the hope of the resurrection becomes real. We receive God's divine love, and we bring that love in many and infinite forms to each other. We make a difference because Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. Let us pray. We pray for ourselves and for this community of believers, that our connection with Jesus, the true vine, will stay strong and get stronger in the days ahead. And as we pray this, let us hear the voice of Jesus. Receive my life. We pray for those parts of ourselves that need to be thrown out, the parts of our lives that are harmful to ourselves and to others. We pray that the sinful parts of ourselves be thrown out from us and be burned away. We pray for forgiveness. And as we pray, we hear the voice of Jesus, receive my life. We pray for those who feel as if they're aliens, those who feel disconnected. We pray for those who feel disconnected from the crucified and risen Lord. We pray for those who feel disconnected from the community of believers. We pray that all these will hear the voice of Jesus speaking to their souls. Receive my life. We pray that every human being will hear the voice of Jesus speaking to our minds, our hearts, our souls. Receive my life. Receive my life. Receive my life.